Now,
the rest of the story. In 1956, Mel Ferber was directing an early show for CBS called Good Morning. It was the television granddaddy of what you're seeing today on that network and in that same time slot. But some names you know were involved. Andy Rooney and Barbara Walters, for example, were on the air there, but only as writers for the program. Anyway, Mel Ferber was director, and one day a staff member came up to him looking concerned. The staff member had a friend who was out of work and desperate. Might there be a job for him, any job, on the Good Morning Show? Mel said no, positions were all filled, but just what did this friend do anyhow? Could he handle technical work, cameras, lights? He could not. In fact, he was not at all technically inclined. But you might say he was good with his hands. He could draw pretty well at any rate. Director Mel paused a second. He could draw, could he? And then Mel said, send him around. And the young man showed up in Mel Ferber's office that same day, eager, appreciative for the opportunity, but he was also curious as to what the director had in mind for him. Well, Mel said he had an idea for the weather reports. There were two of them on the show between 7 and 9. What he wanted was somebody to sketch little cartoon people reacting to various weather conditions. If it were raining, for example, the little people could be depicted as huddling beneath an umbrella. If it were sunny, the drawing could show the characters enjoying the beach. The young man seemed suddenly nervous. You mean I'll be on TV? He asked incredulously. But Mel reassured him that he would be off camera as he made the sketches. Only his arm would be seen on the screen. So the shy young man appeared relieved and started his new job the next day. As he became more comfortable and confident, he used more imagination in his drawings. The weather illustration feature became a success. And the new assistant weatherman illustrator was so grateful for the break that he paid a call on Mel Ferber one day, bringing with him to Mel's apartment several large boxes. They were gifts, the new weatherman explained. The boxes contained original artwork, which he himself had created. And in appreciation, he wanted Mel to have them. Well, Mel opened one of the boxes, then another and another. He tried to be polite, but it didn't work. Mel told the young man, I just have to be honest with you. These things are just not to my taste. He went on to say he was sure maybe other people would appreciate them, but that considered, Mel must return them to the new employee. Mel did not say stick to weather cartoons, although that thought had crossed his mind. Well, over the 32 years since then, a lot of other thoughts have crossed Mel's mind. Chiefly among them, why in the world didn't he keep that kid's paintings? You see, each of those paintings is now selling for six figures. The young man was not offended by Mel's rejection. In fact, he thanked him for not accepting them out of kindness and then hiding them in a dark closet. And yet had Mel done just that? Had he tucked those paintings away in a closet, whether he liked them or not, today he would be in possession of a very impressive collection of the works of once upon a time a junior weatherman. Paintings which are now selling for six figures each. Paintings by Andy Warhol. And now, you know the rest of the story.